Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 346. Thou whose almighty word chaos and darkness heard and took their flight, hear us, we humbly pray, and where the gospel day sheds not its glorious ray, let there be light. Hymn number 346. The scriptural will be given by Imogene from Australia.
I will read from the Bible. Psalms. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Thou hast beset me behind and before. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 180. Love the Lord thy God. Love is staff and rod for heart and soul and mind. In this command, forever strong, to silence thoughts of wrong, all laws fulfillment find. Hymn number 180.
Thank you.
Welcome, all of you, to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson, other topics that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better in our lives Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning, so if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com, and you can also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children. It meets at 11 a.m. on Sundays. And that Sunday school is available for children just about anywhere. Many of our students do not live in the area, but they participate over the telephone. The Sunday school has its own dedicated teleconference number. And that means that if you don't live in the area, but you have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend. Just call the church number, and we'll be happy to give you the Sunday school teleconference number. And our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives made much better through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services and meetings, we do have a nursery available for infants and toddlers. So if you can show up in person, you can bring the whole family. We have 18 different websites in 18 different languages. And each of our websites contains the very finest Christian Science literature, songs, hymns, so that people around the world are finding the healing power of Christian Science in their own language. And we are very grateful that many of you have found one or more of our websites and have found Christian Science. And we are also grateful to those of you who contribute financially to the church, because everything that we provide on all of our websites is available free of charge. You can read, listen, download, print anything and everything that's on our website free of charge. And there's one item I'd like to point out that's currently featured on our English language website, an article by William P. McKenzie entitled "Servants to God Only." Excellent article. Highly recommend it. And one more announcement. There will be a meeting of the membership of this church this coming Thursday, May 29 at 8 p.m. Those of you who are members of this church are invited to attend. And if you cannot attend in person, you will be able to attend online over the telephone via the church phone number that's on our website. So that's a meeting of the membership this Thursday, May 29 at 8 p.m. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. Now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from miscellaneous writings that attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And the reading this morning will be given by Deborah from Idaho.
I have been an interested reader of the journal for some time and thought I would contribute my mite by giving one of my latest demonstrations in Christian Science. An accident occurred as follows. Officers, while hunting for a criminal in thick underbrush, fired upon each other through mistake, and it was found that one was shot 6 times, 2 of the bullets passing through the abdomen and 1 through the hips. 2 physicians who examined him had no hope. He asked me to help him. I took the case. Relief came almost instantly. I treated him for 8 days. The 5th day, I heard one of 3 physicians who held a private consultation over my patient ask him this question. Mr. F., have you not got 1 bit of pain? I was rewarded by hearing him answer, no, sir, not the least bit. No one else seemed to have any hope for him. But I held firmly to the thought that God is an ever-present help, never doubting. And Christian Science has again won a victory. Many people called it a miracle, and it has set them to thinking. The harvest is now ripe and ready for the reaper. I wish some good Christian Science teacher would come and help us. I can help in my own way, but am not advanced enough to lead and teach others. I have only studied science and health a little over a year and have not been through class yet.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or unfettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 16 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Soul and Body. The golden text is from Luke. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. The responsive reading is from Psalms. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard.
Which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved.
Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul.
I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue.
If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
But verily, God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer.
Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. I will read from the Bible. Isaiah. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Psalms. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Luke. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this! For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. John. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Luke. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trode one upon another, one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Isaiah. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. 1 Thessalonians. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Soul or spirit is God, unchangeable and eternal, and man coexists with and reflects soul, God, for man is God's image. Soul is the substance, life and intelligence of man, which is individualized, but not in matter. Soul can never reflect anything inferior to spirit. Man is the expression of soul. The Indians caught some glimpses of the underlying reality when they called a certain beautiful lake the smile of the Great Spirit. Separated from man, who expresses soul, spirit would be a nonentity. Man divorced from spirit would lose his entity. But there can be no such division, for man is coexistent with God. The divine mind is the soul of man and gives man dominion over all things. Man was not created from a material basis, nor bidden to obey material laws which spirit never made. His province is in spiritual statutes, in the higher law of mind. We shall obey and adore in proportion as we apprehend the divine nature and love him understandingly, worrying no more over the corporeality, but rejoicing in the affluence of our God. Religion will then be of the heart and not of the head. We worship spiritually only as we cease to worship materially. Spiritual devoutness is the soul of Christianity. Christian Scientists must live under the constant pressure of the apostolic command to come out from the material world and be separate. Students of Christian Science who start with its letter and think to succeed without the spirit will either make shipwreck of their faith or be turned sadly awry. They must not seek, but strive to enter the narrow path of life, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Man walks in the direction towards which he looks, and where his treasure is, there will his heart be also. If our hopes and affections are spiritual, they come from above, not from beneath, and they bear as of old the fruits of the Spirit. We must destroy the false belief that life and intelligence are in matter and plant ourselves upon what is pure and perfect. Paul said, "Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Sooner or later, we shall learn that the fetters of man's finite capacity are forged by the illusion that he lives in body instead of in soul, in matter instead of in spirit. Soul has infinite resources with which to bless mankind, and happiness would be more readily attained and would be more secure in our keeping if sought in soul. Higher enjoyment alone can satisfy the cravings of immortal man. We cannot circumscribe happiness within the limits of personal sense. The senses confer no real enjoyment. The good in human affections must have ascendancy over the evil and the spiritual over the animal, or happiness will never be one. The so-called laws of matter and of medical science have never made mortals whole, harmonious, and immortal. Man is harmonious when governed by soul. Hence the importance of understanding the truth of being, which reveals the laws of spiritual existence. Knowing that soul and its attributes were forever manifested through man, the master healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, speech to the lame, thus bringing to light the scientific action of the divine mind on human minds and bodies, and giving a better understanding of soul and salvation. Jesus never taught that drugs, food, air, and exercise could make a man healthy, or that they could destroy human life, nor did he illustrate these errors by his practice. He referred man's harmony to mind, not to matter, and never tried to make of non-effect the sentence of God, which sealed God's condemnation of sin, sickness, and death. Fear him, which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, said Jesus. A careful study of this text shows that here the word soul means a false sense or material consciousness. The command was a warning to beware not of Rome, Satan, nor of God, but of sin. Sickness, sin, and death are not concomitants of life or truth. No law supports them. They have no relation to God wherewith to establish their power. Life is the law of soul, even the law of the spirit of truth, and soul is never without its representative. Man's individual being can no more die nor disappear in unconsciousness than can soul, or for both are immortal. If man believes in death now, he must disbelieve in it when learning that there is no reality in death, since the truth of being is deathless. The belief that existence is contingent on matter must be met and mastered by science before life can be understood and harmony obtained. Christian Science reverses the seeming relation of soul and body and makes body tributary to mind. Thus it is with man, who is but the humble servant of the restful mind, though it seems otherwise to finite sense. But we shall never understand this while we admit that soul is in body or mind in matter, and that man is included in non-intelligence. Dost thou love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind? This command includes much, even the surrender of all merely material sensation, affection, and worship. This is the El Dorado of Christianity. It involves the science of life and recognizes only the divine control of spirit, in which soul is our master, and material sense and human will have no place. As human thought changes from one stage to another of conscious pain and painlessness, sorrow and joy, from fear to hope, and from faith to understanding, the visible manifestation will at last be man governed by soul, not by material sense.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 208. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. O gentle presence, peace and joy and power, O life divine that owns each waiting hour, thou love that guards the nestling's faltering flight, keep thou my child on upward wing tonight. Hymn number 208.
Thank you. seed. At eve, hold not thy hand to doubt and fear, give thou no heed. Broadcast it o'er the land.
Let's now sing hymn number 267. Our God is all in all. His children cannot fear. See baseless evil fall and know that God is here. Hymn number 267.
Children. I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Psalm 25. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. Thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Amen.